Let's go to God's Word. See what we can find today. Amen. And then plus, I just didn't sleep good last night. How many are like me, didn't sleep too good last night? Man, I think that was about a norm, right? Pretty on edge, wasn't you? That's how I was. I'm that way. You give me a reason to be, I'll even be more that way. And that's just I don't know. I guess that's the way God makes us. Different ones are different ways. But let's go with the message. Imminent storm. Impending danger ahead. The word imminent, that's what it means. The word imminent, it isn't like if you got a date, you know, my coming to your house is imminent. I'll be there at 7. That's not the idea. I'm getting closer by imminent arrival to your home. That's not the way the word imminent is. The word imminent does mean that, but it always carries with it an element of danger, of trouble, of you know, fear even. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, that's the title of this series, Imminent Storm. It's a look at the last days. Are we living in the last days? I don't know. Looks like it's headed that way, if nothing else. But I've said multiple times in this series, left is right now, up is down. I mean, it's crazy. Stuff, anti-Bible stuff being shoved down our throat. Is that true? Yes or no? On steroids, like never before, seemingly. I'm just talking about in my lifetime. And I say, you know, what next? What's going to happen next? And you have we've been watching the news the last couple of weeks with the current president. And that looks like a mess, in my opinion. How can you look at the news and it not look that way today? I mean, it's crazy. People turning this way and turning that way, and some are up, some are down. And, man, and you got the president, former president, but President Trump yesterday getting shot about maybe 10 minutes into a rally. And that's what I was thinking. I was like, man, what next? Say. Crazy world. Would you agree? It's sort of a crazy world. Yes or no? Amen. Had NATO here this week. Meeting. Wanting more weapons for Ukraine so they can strike further into Russia. Has somebody like not remembered that Russia has thousands and thousands of nuclear weapons that could destroy the planet? Say, have we forgotten that? Yes or no? I'm just not for promoting that kind of thing. You hear me or not? Say. When you call somebody like Putin a madman, you think you would... I just think we need a lot of prayer, and I think we need to be thinking a little more than we're thinking. Y'all hear me? Yes or no? I've never in my lifetime been watching broadcast, newscast, it doesn't really matter who it is now, and heard so many of them just off the cuff talk about World War III. How many have heard that lately, World War III? How many have heard lately nuclear weapons and nuclear war? And for some of you that might not have heard that, this is something that we didn't hear for a long time. It wasn't that it wasn't there. It was just something you don't talk about. And you certainly don't poke them. You don't poke them. Yes or no, amen. Y'all hear what I'm saying? So, could things get a whole lot worse? Yes or no? Could it happen in a hurry? Yeah. Happen in a hurry. So, what a mess. That's not really my sermon today. But we've been talking about stuff. And Jesus said, you know, a lot of stuff, and I can't go back and rehash everything. But let's just pick it up and see where we go today with this message. Imminent storm. Appreciate you, Raj. A little bit last week and the week before. Last week's message was heritage or heretic. Heritage or heretic. That was quite a prophetic message last week, I would say. You hear me? About our country, about our world. It's crazy. And then that was really a follow-up of the previous message on Mystery Babylon. Mystery Babylon. And that was what God says in the book of Revelation. His word calls the religion in the last days harlotry. Have y'all followed me on that? Yes or no? Not me making this up. I don't even use the words harlot or whore. That's not words I use. Okay? Those are God's words when describing religion and church in the last days. We'll have a form of godliness. Say that out loud. We'll have a what? A form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. In the last days, he says that we will have a form of godliness. We'll go to church. We'll check some boxes. But won't believe in Jesus or won't believe his word, be contrary to his values and his teaching, but somehow I'll say, I'm good. Look at me. And you know, God says, it makes me sick. He said to the church at Laodicea, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Did he say that in the book of Revelation? Yes. So we talked about Mystery Babylon for a couple of weeks. And he gave a strong command. What was that command? Come out of her, my people. Just like 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sins. And what's that last part? I will what? Heal their land. Echoes that there and echoes it again in the book of Revelation. With laying it out, come out of her, my people. So we gave a couple of messages on that. I hope I didn't confuse you too much. Okay? So where today then? Where are we headed, Raj? Well, one place we're not headed today, and we're going to talk about it in a few weeks. I'm going to give a message, maybe two, but one for sure. On the rapture. The rapture. What is the rapture? A calling away of his saints. And how does that fit into everything in end time events? I want to have a specific time that I talk about that in a few weeks. Are y'all cool with that? But I've been really focusing on the storm part. Not the getting out of here part. I hadn't been focused on, oh, we're getting out of here. Let's get out of here. It's funny. You read your Bible and everybody, it seems like in the Bible, suffered. Y'all know that or not? A lot of suffering for Christ in the Bible. They were sawn in two in the book of Hebrews. Fed to lions. Burned at the stake. Boiled in oil. Believers in Christ, crucified. It's said that Peter, historians tell us, tradition, don't know if it's true, that he was crucified upside down. Nero used to use Christians as lamp posts, set them on fire. And that's how he'd light the city. You imagine such a thing? Say, we ain't seen tough, have we? Yes or no? But we preach some kind of gospel where we're not going to have hard times. Even though Jesus said, in this world you shall have what? Tribulation. Did he say that? If they hated me, they'll hate who? In this world you shall surely suffer what? Persecution. But we're going to talk about the rapture. But I'm staying with my theme of the storm. And today's message is going to look at that a little bit. It's going to get a little personal. I got to go though. Look at the clock. When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations. Can you say nations? Word also is translated peoples.
He shall separate them one from another. Say it with me. As the shepherd divides his what? Sheep from his goats. We want to look at that scripture today. Raj, I'll do my best to push because of the clock. Just push me, buddy. Sorry, I didn't even look at it one time. I must be on drugs. Yeah, you're like, man, he's bad without drugs. So the title is Right On or Left Out. Right on or left out. What does that mean? He shall set. Jesus speaking. You might say, what's this about? And you mean some are going to go with him and some are going to go to hell? Yes, that's the Bible. You don't believe in that stuff, do you? Well, I'd have to deny my Savior. I'd rather deny you. I love you, but why should I put my confidence in you? What you going to do for me? Is your blood going to wash away my sin? Is my blood going to wash away your sin? Is his blood going to wash away our sin? It has. We're going to put our confidence in him. Amen. Say. Yeah, praise the Lord. We should. I wish you'd just do that. So, right on the left out. Push me, buddy. It's on you now. Here we go. They're all looking at you, not me now. Here we go. Here we go. Look at that. I like that picture Raj picked. Look at who's coming running in the background. See the Lord coming to take care of his own. I love that, Raj. What a good job, buddy. But we have a decision to make. Are you a sheep or a goat? What's the Bible say? The sheep, Jesus speaking, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. This is called the judgment of the nations. A lot smarter than people than me have studied and studied and studied for years the scriptures. But this seems to be the judgment that takes place at the end of the tribulation period. And Jesus will come and rule and reign on this earth for 1,000 years. And we could get into that. I'm really not wanting to get into all that. I want to get to where you live. Are you a sheep or a goat? That's what this is all about. He said, I was hungry and you gave me meat. So this is after the tribulation period. Do you think there'd be a lot of hungry people in the tribulation period? Yes or no? A lot of thirsty people? A lot of slaughter, a lot of horrible things in the trib? Yes or no? I was hungry, you gave me meat. I was thirsty, you gave me drink. I was a stranger, you took me in. Naked and you clothed me. I was sick and you visited me. When I was in prison, you came to me. Okay? But now here's the thing. He goes on to say, then shall the righteous answer. The righteous. Our righteousness comes from him, by the way. Lord, when we see you hungry and feed you and thirst and drink you, when we see you as a stranger and took you in and you were naked and we put clothes on you, when did we see you sick or in prison and we came to you? And the King Jesus answers and says, verily I say unto you, in so much, say it with me, as you've done it unto one of the least of, keep going, these my who? My who? You've done it unto me. I'd like to stop for just a second. Now here's the thing. This judgment takes place after the tribulation period. We're going to talk about the rapture. When does that take place? There's a lot of controversy on when that takes place. I'm sorry if you think you've got it all figured out. But the bottom line, this judgment takes place after the tribulation period. And so this ain't people, rich people. This ain't rich people, in my view, giving money to the poor people. This ain't folks with a lot of food giving their, you know, because they got so much, they just share in it. Now, this is my strong opinion now. This ain't folks with a wardrobe full of clothes giving some of their clothes. Not saying we shouldn't do that. But this is the tribulation period where all hell breaks loose. Where he says, when you're working in the field, flee and run into the mountains. If you're out, you know, whatever, woe to a woman who's giving suck to a baby in that day. My daughter is full-blown 8 months pregnant right now. She had an ultrasound this week. And the baby is pushed right ready to go. Big baby. Oh, man. But the baby's pushed real close, I guess, where that ultrasound was taking pictures. And the baby looking right at you. I mean, nose, eyes, smile, waiting to come out. But we're so wicked in a country, you can take that baby's life. God help us in this land. But Elise is big. Sorry, Elise. I'm just trying to say she'd have a hard time running. That's the idea of the message in the tribulation period. It gives us that image of a woman even with child, how difficult it will be to get away. So what I'm trying to say to you today, this isn't a message to make us feel good about ourselves. Imagine you have nothing and you share out of your nothing, some of your nothing with somebody. You have a little food, barely enough for your family to eat, but you share it with somebody who ain't got nothing to eat. You've got clothes on your body and it's only clothes you got. But you take off part of your clothes because they come to your door and they're naked. They ain't got nothing on. No, these are my clothes and this is all I've got. So no. No, sir, you've got a shirt and she doesn't have anything on. And you can take that shirt and maybe that shirt will cover most of her body to where she doesn't feel worse than she already feels. Do you see the scriptures? The sheep, he said, you did this unto the least of these, my brethren. These sheep are the believers in Jesus. Many say, well, we be there. We're going to talk about that in another message. Whether you're there or not, these are the kind of people we need to be. Say that out loud. Whether we're there or not, these are the kind of people we need to what? Can y'all say it again? Whether we're there or not, these are the kind of what? People we need to be. They're true believers. The evidence of the relationship with Jesus Christ is truly manifest in what they did. Six things they did. They gave food to the hungry when they didn't have hardly anything. They gave drink to the thirsty when it was the last little bit of water they had. They gave hospitality to strangers. They didn't stop and say, no, our door is shut. Go on down to the next house. They gave clothes to the naked, even though about the only clothes they got is on their back. This is my strong view. They visited the sick. That wouldn't be easy in the tribulation, would it? Yes or no? To go check on somebody? We already have a history of that in our country. It happened with the slaves and people trying to help them. It happened in our world with 6 million Jews being exterminated and people trying to help them. And if you help the Jews, then you would also be murdered. Is that true? We've seen this movie before. This isn't craziness that I'm talking about on the screen. Jesus is not crazy. He's the Son of the living God. This is the Word of God. They befriended those in prison. Don't know how that happened. The sheep. These true believers, these are true believers in Jesus Christ, and they had what? Say it out loud. In what? Were times good when they did it? No. Hereby perceive we the love of God because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the who. But whoso had this world's good, and you see your brother has need, and you shut up your bowels of compassion for him, how dwells the love of God in you? My little children, let us not just love in word, neither in tongue, but in what? Hereby we know that we are the truth and shall assure our hearts before him. You want to know when God's got your heart? When you got nothing, you share part of your nothing with somebody because you got more than they got. That's a picture of my mother. That's what we were putting this message together. Roger said, reminds me of your mother. What a testimony my mother was. She was a sheep. I want to be a sheep. Say that out loud. I want to be a what? Come on, baby. Who'd they do it for? Now remember, this is after the tribulation. Not just my view, many people's view. Don't listen to me if you don't want to. The king shall answer and say, in the very last day, insomuch as you've done it unto these, one of the least of these, my who? You've done it unto me. Who is that? Who is that? My brethren in this passage. The Jews. The Jews. The Antichrist and Satan himself will come after the Jewish people. I heard one reporter yesterday. He said, you know, standing with Israel used to be a bipartisan thing in our country. It was without question. Are these the last days? I don't know, but I know one thing. We're a divided country now on whether we even want to Israel to exist. Did y'all hear me or not? They are the people of God, whether you like it or not. And in the tribulation period, it seems strong that Jesus is specifically even saying, not just followers of him, but these are his people. That it would be so easy for you during that time, because everybody's on the bandwagon, to exterminate them. Or as Iran says, push them into the sea. Are you on that bandwagon? It'll come to pass, Zechariah prophesied, that in all the land, says the Lord, two parts, that's two-thirds, shall be cut off of the Jewish people, but the third shall be left therein. I'll bring the third part through the fire. Many interpret that to be the tribulation. I'll refine them as silver is refined. I'll try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, this, it's my people, and they shall say, the Lord is my God. Y'all hear me? I'm trying to learn. I know I'm late. Two-thirds of the Jews will die. Those who refuse the Antichrist will face annihilation. We're talking about imminent storm, tribulation, the judgment after the tribulation. They'll be hunted down, exterminated. We've seen that happen before. Those assisting them will do so at their own what? It sounds like Jesus calls those assisting them what? Sheep. Did y'all see that or not? Jesus says to the true believers who do righteous regardless of the consequences, then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Keep going. I've got to finish. I'm not going to finish the whole message, so don't worry. But I'm not going to leave us with sheep and just goats hanging out. Then shall he say unto them, on my left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. I was hungry, you gave me no meat. I was thirsty, you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, you didn't take me in. I was naked, and you didn't clothe me. I was sick and in prison, you didn't visit me. Then shall they answer him, saying, Lord, when we see you hungry and thirsty and a stranger and naked and sick and in prison, and we didn't minister unto you. And he'll answer them, saying, verily I say unto you, insomuch as you did it not to one of these, the least of my brethren, you didn't do it to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into eternal life. This isn't working your way to heaven. This is what a believer looks like. This isn't working your way to heaven.
Oh, I'm a sheep. See, I'm working my way to heaven.
No, you're only saved by the blood of Christ. We need to get away from I'll do this so I can go to heaven and I'll get back to this. I'll do this because I belong to Him. I'm a follower of Christ. That's the why I do what I do. I love Him because He loves me. And He loves them, therefore I love them. Because I'm not better than them. See the difference? Push me, Raj. The goats, unbelievers in Jesus. Unbelievers in Jesus. There's no evidence of a true relationship. Remember the scripture I gave you before we started? A form of godliness, but denying the what? Power thereof in the last days. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. But look at what some will say. Didn't we prophesy in your name? That don't sound the same as giving somebody your shirt when you ain't got but one. Didn't we cast out devils in your name? That don't sound like I was thirsty and you gave me some water. And you were killed because you stood with people that were being killed. We're good at talking miracles today and big church talk. Instead of where the rubber meets the road and where it touches people's lives. Your name, we've done this. In your name, we've done wonderful works. Whatever that is. Here's what he says. I'll profess unto them, said out loud, I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work what? Iniquity. Strong message. What's the characteristics of the goats? Here they are. They claim to be Christians. I'm going to tell you right now. That might be flying right now. It certainly won't fly as a storm comes upon us. It's not going to fly. They know the truth and don't act on it. They hide and are ashamed and afraid. Their belief doesn't affect their heart. They are damned by their lack of faith. They deny Jesus and He what? They immediately go into eternal punishment at this judgment. Now, guys, I'm just trying to show us what we should be like in the storm. Is that clear? Sheep or goats? It's funny to me. Back it up. Their sounds are similar. Meh, meh. Boy, it's hard. It's hard sometimes because our talk is so good these days to know who is or who ain't. And I blame a lot of that on the church. We've taught everybody how to look a certain way, talk a certain way, dress a certain way. Keep your list. That ain't gonna cut it. Their sounds are familiar. Hang on. How about this one? Even as babies, they sort of look alike. But they're not the same. There is a difference, a big difference. I got to quit. Let's thank the Lord for His word. I think it got through. I'll take it. Amen. Come on.